Pastor Larry Huck is founder and pastor of DFW New Beginnings Church in Dallas, Texas. This powerful teaching series is called Prophecy Decoded, Jewish Keys to End Time Revelation. Today, part 6, The Stones Are Crying Out. Now, here is Pastor Huck with today's message.
The Bible says all the world will hear the gospel. Well, if you think about it, guys, all the world, if we're taking it naturally, has heard the gospel because we got Bibles everywhere, churches everywhere, radio everywhere, television everywhere. But what's going to happen is there is going to be a confirmation of the Word of God with signs and wonders and miracles in such a unique way that the world won't hear it through the airwaves as much as they'll hear it from people at work and people in their neighborhood. There'll be house gatherings where people will be, blind eyes will be opening and drug addicts will be set free. We're talking about going into the greatest revival in the history of the church. How many are ready? Say amen. Let me tell you something. God is speaking to the world right now. And if God gives you a song or gives you ability to preach or gives you the ability to make money, we need to make sure, we need to get rid of the pride and the arrogance that's in the church. We need to get rid of it now. And we need to say, God, use us as servants to the people so that we can give Him all the praise and Him all the glory. Somebody shout amen. Not only is the Bible shouting out to us, not only is the world shouting out to us, the bridegroom is coming, Jerusalem itself is shouting out, pay attention. I'm proving to the world that everything I said is true, including the coming of my son. Every word God says, it will come to pass, and God is shouting to the world and to the church. We are the last generation. The Messiah is coming while we're still alive. Can I have an amen? Read with me in Luke chapter 19, starting with verse 30. This is Jesus saying, go into the village opposite you, where as you enter, you find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Loose him and bring him here. And if anyone asks you why you're loosening him, thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of him. So those who were sent departed and found it just as he had said to them. But as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said to them, why are you loosening the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of him. Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own garments on the colt, and they sat Jesus on him. And as he went, they spread their clothes on the road. Then as he was drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep quiet, then the stones would immediately cry out. One of the translations says, if my people won't praise me, the rocks will praise me. A couple years ago, right when we came to start this church in Dallas, I was asked to come to Israel by the Israeli government and by the Jerusalem Post, the main newspaper in Jerusalem, and the tourist department, because they'd heard our love for Israel, and they asked if I would come over and number one, write some articles for the newspaper about why I love Israel, but also to do some television commercials on why we as Christians should come to Israel. And so we've gone to the normal places. Thereby goes the Western Wall, the Temple Steps, and all the other things. But then they said, let's go across the street. Now picture, here's the Temple Mound right here. You're facing down into the desert where the goat would go down to break the curse. There's a street right opposite the Temple Steps where all the tour buses park. And for years and years and years, it's always been just kind of low rent houses and shacks, and it's been owned by the Arab community. Well, a couple years ago, some Jewish people bought those shacks and bought that rundown area, and they began to dig a parking lot so more tourists could park to come and see the Temple Mount. While they were digging the parking lot, they uncovered some ancient stones.